Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Get that fun feeling every morning with Fifi, Feb, and Nick. And get that winning feeling with Ecosa. With a chance to win a queen bedroom makeover worth $4,000. Just head to ecosa.com.au to find out more. 101.9.
This is the Fox. Last night, if you missed it, Dancing with the Stars, All Stars kicked off after, what did I do, about 5 or 6 weeks of training.
Yeah, a lot.
I learned about five dancers because this
they
was
got
a
four in the kitty.
Different series in that it was all pre-recorded. Yeah. In the past, Dancing with the Stars used to be live.
And just on that, Boxy, before you go any further, now, single mother of two, great effort.
Oh,
mate, we get
you,
up, we get out at, we get up at Sparrow's Fart in the morning. We work hard. Like, you get up very early.
Yes, it's crazy.
And Nick, or you got your, you had your comedy shows at night time. Yeah. But I'd go home and hang out with my family and do nothing. And but you're going to train 10 hours a day every day.
Yeah, it was long,
and,
wasn't
mate,
it?
Mate, hats off to you. You worked your butt off.
Thank
so congratulations. You really worked hard.
I appreciate
hard.
That. I wish you had gotten hold of the judges before the competition then. Because if you missed it, I went. They voted. I got the lowest score from the judges.
Is that good though? Like golf?
Yeah.
Is that bad? I'm going to wear it as a badge of honour. And a bit different to usual. It didn't have the audio, the viewer vote. So usually the viewers would help you out when the judges
in.
Vote you down.
Yeah, probably would have won.
I was on the bottom of the ladder from the judges. And then there are only about 70 people in the audience who got to vote for their favourite dance. And 70, numbers are low. Like,
numbers
it was pretty difficult. But that said, it was a wonderful group. I loved all their dances. And they were incredible performances. Like I said this to you before. I felt like I was some Shetland in with the Thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
It was like as what was it? I was doing the Yabby Creek races and then suddenly I'm at the Melbourne Cup going, what is going on?
You commentated the Yabby Creek
I did
races.
On Home and Away. Yeah. But another element that was a bit challenging, so I had, it was all filmed in Sydney and I'd taken Trixie and Daisy there. And on the night, because I did, when I did dancing, what is it, 14 years ago, I was single with no kids. So I thought, I'll get the kids part of it this time. Now, Daisy at about 21 months isn't going to remember much of this.
No.
But I thought, I really want them to be there. So they came. So Trixie was sitting in the audience. And then I had my friend Hannah. She was sitting with the girls and she had Daisy. Well, Daisy was actually okay. But then what would happen is every time I was on camera, there was a massive big TV screen in the audience and they'd put my face up there and she'd see me up on the screen and lose her mind.
But in a good way? Like,
give me my mum. And like, we just finished the dance and then they put me up on the big screen. I was having a chat with Daryl and this happened.
Hey, Jeremy, were you happy with Fifi?
I was really happy. Really happy. I think you did amazing. You did it.
That's my baby crying, by the way, so I don't think she's very impressed.
No, she was impressed. She just didn't like the comp here.
And how was it having Trix and Daisy there, knowing that you got voted out? How did they take that?
Well, it was so good. Well, Daisy, again, oblivious to everything. And Trix was so beautiful. She was so gorgeous. She loved the night.
Oh,
she got to watch all the day.
Yeah.
Loves Beck Hewitt. Like, really.
Oh, wow.
Oh, because Beck looks like Barbie.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, so graceful on the dance floor and did such a great job. But then at the end of the night, so the judges put me on the bottom and then they did say to the audience, you know, now you can select who your favourite dance was. And then they came back and they voted. They said, yep, Fifi, you're going. And then Trixie apparently turned to Mel, my friend, and said, does nobody want my mum to dance?
How did you explain that to her, though?
No, do you know what I said? Because I think she would
just
have liked to keep going. No, I said, sweetheart, it's not about winning. Mm. It's honestly not. It's just about putting yourself out there. And that was the thing about
this.
I wasn't fit. I knew I was coming from a very low base. I have barely done anything in the last few years. And I said that to her. I said, sweetheart, you've just got to get involved. Never shy away from a challenge. Go out there. Give it your best. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where you come and what happens. It's just that you enjoy yourself and you commit.
It's a great message, Boxy, because I got my kids down to sit down and show them. I said, now watch this because they know you.
Yes.
It's not often they see people on the TV.
There's been too many compliments.
Because
too many compliments.
When I was on,
this is like the tsunami.
I often win.
Yeah.
So I want them to learn that you can also lose. So I said, watch Fee and watch how gracious she is.
Oh, great.
Because it's not all about winning. And it was a great message you sent.
It's pretty lesson hard though, when dad never loses, is it?
101.9 The Fox.
And another week of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and we have a wonderful show for you to go and see. Our very good friend Judith Lucy, joined by Kaz Cook, for your show, which is Turns Out I'm Fine. Which we love, Judith. I should actually welcome you to the show.
No,
so you
I'm
can
happy
speak.
To just sit here. This is great.
Because this is your book as well, which people can
it's
they
a
can
book,
buy.
Everyone, yes. It's
book
a book
and
I
a
mean,
show.
You know, somehow while we were in lockdown, in between getting hammered and self pleasuring, I wrote a book.
And an actual book.
An actual book.
Not a kid's
Isn't that
book.
Great. I don't know how I squeezed it in, because let me tell you, those two activities kept me pretty busy. But somehow I thought I'll exploit my personal life for cash as well. I also did a lot of shaving of my face. I don't know if you've reached this point, Fifi,
no.
But just before we went into lockdown, I was in my therapist's toilet and I noticed that at a certain angle I looked like a German shepherd. And it's true. I've started to look like a werewolf. I look a bit like you, Nick. And
oh,
so
I'm so sorry.
I actually bought myself a shaver for ladies called Flawless. And now
you look flawless.
I do, don't I? Like a baby's bottom, yeah. These yes. cheeks. And yet without that little shaver, I'd look like a human dandelion.
Do you go the full cream, though? Do you do the shaving cream? And the?
Not yet. Oh, but, Nick, I'm menopausal. Anything's possible.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine.
I was seeing my therapist getting hammered, pleasuring myself while shaving.
Like, that's just
think I look like a German shepherd.
I think you'll find a lot of ladies in their 50s are living that life. And you know what? If you were menopausal, you would too. Because this is all ahead of you, Fifi, of course.
I can't wait.
But, you know, I didn't know what was happening there for a while. And I read an article that was about menopause symptoms. Mm-hmm. And can I just give you a few of my favourites? Urge incontinence, where the bladder develops a mind of its own.
Right.
Who needs a toilet, Nick? There's a shoe. some women's hot flushes are so bad they feel they're being engulfed by flames.
Nice. My mum had that.
Well, there you go.
Kaza.
So, you know,
Karen was
stop
in a bad
screaming,
way.
Joan of Arc. It was just hormonal. And but then, of course, here's one. They also say digestive issues, Fifi. And I don't know about you, but is there a woman alive who doesn't suffer from digestive issues? Because I've spent most of my life so bloated and gassy, I'm like a zeppelin in a dress. So all this was happening. And, of course, I was drinking. I mean, you know, how else are you going to get through it?
That's
and, you know, the interesting thing was I was shaving my face, but I let... From the neck down, I let everything go.
Yeah,
I mean, if
werewolfy.
You'd seen
more werewolfy,
it was a jungle. I was storing carbon. I was doing my bit for the environment. I really was. I mean, if you'd see what was happening underneath my arms, it's like if I'd popped some googly eyes and a couple of groovy beanies down there, you would have thought I had a couple of hipsters, you know, just held hostage under my arms. Anyway, somehow between all of that,
I wrote a book.
There
we go. Take all that in.
There we go.
Go to see Judith Lucy. Turns out I'm fine. I want to keep talking to you, but let's play. Look, you go to comedy.com.au to get tickets. You can just get this. And how long? An hour? An hour or two?
Yeah, it'll be an hour. Buy a book. I'll sign it. We can have a chat.
This is
fabulous. And yes, unfortunately, Ticketmaster was saying that the show was sold out on Saturday. It's not! So let's just get that message out there, people. Buy some tickets, please.
Now, that's the best way to promote any show or any book. Let your mate Luke Heggie know what happened. That's how you promote.
Yeah, well, Heggie hasn't had menopause yet.
Remember when he came on and didn't talk?
Oh, see,
Heggie was quiet. You know,
Heggie. Yeah, but you know what? If you're a comedian, it's not a good look.
To not talk on the radio, yeah.
We've only got one skill, Nick. We've only got one skill. And if people listen to you being interviewed and you're not being funny, they're not going to... It's not like we're musicians. It's not like you can say, just buy the album. I've said it all in the music.
Yeah, trust me. I haven't spoken here, but I'll speak a lot for an hour tonight.
Exactly.
No.
Hey, Jude, Fifi just did Dance with the Stars, first out. Won't bring that up, but would you ever...
You can bring it up. It's
she was the first out. would you ever consider doing that?
Well, I've got a shred of dignity left, so probably not. But... No. And you know what, Fifi? The only reason I say that is because, of course, my very good friend Denise Scott yes. did it the year before yes. you did. And so I kind of feel like I went on Scotty's journey. And I know how difficult the training is. And yes. I know how hard it is when you're rejected. So, in fact, yeah. I even made an appearance.
Did you?
Actually, you know, did a surprise sort of appearance.
I did that too, but it won't be getting aired because she was first out.
Yeah, we had heaps of stuff up our sleeve that we'll never make it to.
So tell me of all the dances that we'll never see.
Okay, so you're going to meet. So last night I did my cha-cha.
Yep.
And you've missed the tango. I've got a great tango. It was to Gaga's
Poker
Face.
Can we go back? Was the mistake leading with the cha-cha?
Absolutely. The cha-cha, yeah. Well, Scotty would know this, the worst dance, the hardest dance.
Mm. What makes it hard?
Because nobody really knows what it is. I'm not even kidding. Helen Ritchie, this all got edited out, by the way. It was pre-recorded. But all the judges really tore me apart. Oh. And they were saying, we didn't know whether it was a samba or a rumba or we didn't know what it was.
Fusion. Dance fusion.
Yes. Yeah,
restaurants
do it. Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? No one knows what it is, but it is fun to say, isn't it?
Yes.
Cha-cha.
It sounds good.
It does. Maybe you should have just walked on, said it a few times, shimmied and gotten off. Yeah. Maybe that would have done the trick.
I think that's what I did really and that's why I'm not on it.
What about Celebrity Get Me Out of Here? You say you're down, head down, looks like a jungle, you'd fit in.
I see what you're saying. I could have gone on some sort of escape to my own body. Yeah. I can see that in a strange sort of parallel universe that would work.
I'd love to watch you on that show.
I was disappointed I wasn't approached to be in Celebrity Splash. Remember that?
I got asked to do that.
Did you? Jumping you on turned the diving board.
Yeah, because I didn't want to be seen in budgies because I was a bit fat. So water left.
I would have drowned. That would have counted me
I'd
out.
I'd have to jump last. There'd be no water left. If I went first, game over.
Look, Fev doesn't want to be seen in budgies. Remember what you wore on Mad Monday in Fed Square?
I was thinking to myself, I think of many things when I think of you, but modesty is probably not
is that
one
why
of you're them.
In lockdown, having might, a beer or?
Yeah, well, I had to think of something while I was doing that self-pleasuring.
Oh, Judith, you are just such a treat. Thank you.
101.9 The Fox.
Now on our break, guys, there was a few birthdays. Little Trixie Bell had a birthday.
Yeah, she did turned 8.
Turned 8. Happy birthday to Trixie. And my schnooksie, Alex, my wife, had a birthday. And
smart, Fev.
Smart.
Good work, Fev.
Yeah, she had a birthday. Birthdays are great. I love it. I didn't really like birthdays, but now you get older, you sort of appreciate it.
You weren't liking your one in January.
No, I wasn't, because it was a big number. But now I'm there. I'm over.
I'm done.
Now, presents. Presents are a big thing.
Yes.
I got her a beautiful handbag, which was great.
Oh, nice. What did you pick it? Did
yes,
you go shopping?
Yes, I did. A nice Saint Laurent. Beautiful handbag.
And you nailed it?
Nailed it, yeah.
Good work.
Is it like a pencil case? Can you put your name in the front with the letters? Does she have Alex in there? No. Nicer than that.
I don't think Saint Laurent does that.
Ooh, fancy.
You might be able to get that one from somewhere else, but like pumpkin patch or something. But and the girl's got her beautiful pajamas, silk pajamas. Dad and Raylene got a beautiful picture of the family for the beach house.
Oh,
gorgeous. Or a collage of like all of us at Christmas and stuff. Really nice. In a nice white frame. House is white.
Yeah, nice.
Perfect. She's got a lot of other good presents. Now, Mum, good old Kazza, got her an interesting gift. She got her a gift where it was in a big basket, wrapped up, and I thought, oh, this is nice, what's in here? Alex opened it. There was cleaning products. There was tea towels, tissues, Windex, spray and wipe, toilet ducks.
Toilet duck?
Three of them.
Multicolour pack? All blue.
They're all the same.
Oh, they're all blue. Still only blue.
Just an interesting present from Kazza.
Maybe for the beach house, like to think this is what you might need in the laundry.
We have all that stuff.
Yeah, they got the shops down there.
And I was always, and Leon actually made me wear this today, you never buy a present that you wouldn't want to buy for yourself. Like, what did you say? What was your little saying?
Well, get someone something they wouldn't buy for themselves.
Buy for themselves, yeah.
Right.
So, but we buy, everyone buys cleaning products for themselves. So,
Did you ask? Maybe there was a meaning?
Oh, no, I waited till she left.
and then told everyone on the radio.
Yeah, told everyone on the radio. But strange gifts, Boxy, like that. I don't know whether it was a re-gift, like she may have got it for Christmas or wanted it at like a raffle at an RSL.
Add up all those products. They're quite expensive, like add them all
but that's
up.
That's what I meant. Yeah. That's what I was just saying, Nick, before. It's actually, she probably spent a bit of money on it. Buy something that's more personal or like cleaning products, what are you saying?
It's interesting.
Oh, mate.
There might be a meaning that we've missed, though. 13, 10, 60.
Like what?
What presents did you get that you questioned and maybe you didn't want and maybe you could have bought for yourself?
Did you receive a crap present?
Did in actual fact, I'd love to hear if any relationships or friendships have been fractured and damaged because of gifts.
I'll give her a spell for a couple of weeks.
Oh, what? You don't even talk to your mum because of cleaning products?
Mum's on the bench.
Yeah. Oh, mum's on the bench. It's like she buys some strange presents, Kazza. But anyway, we love her.
Kylie's in Sky. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, guys.
Kylie, what did you get for Christmas that you couldn't believe?
My dad got me a fruit bowl.
Ooh. Oh, yuck.
The story behind it was that I really wanted the fruit bowl for the house, but he got coupons from Woolworths, like for the Jamie Oliver fruit bowl. And you got it for free. And
oh, wow.
See, that's what I reckon happened to Kazza. I reckon she's won at a raffle. She's won it somewhere.
That's an awful raffle.
Yeah, but that'd be like a third raffle. Prize. The meat tray would have gone first, a nice bottle of red, and then the cleaning products.
Yeah.
I reckon she's 100%. And she's given it to Alex. 100%.
Thanks, Kylie. Melissa in Bayswater. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Great, good, Melissa. Ma'am. What did you get?
My mother-in-law gave me 2 photocopies of my husband's baby photos with frames that didn't even fit them.
Oh.
She doesn't care.
Yeah. But she was trying to be sentimental. Yeah. That's kind of cute, photos of your hubby as a baby.
They're photocopies. Mm. They're not even the real ones. I think it's a mother-in-law thing.
Didn't trust you with the originals.
Maybe?
You don't have to give presents all the time.
Yes, you do.
Really? I would have rather have gotten no gift.
Oh, God,
than
no.
Some toilet ducks.
No, you can't get a no gift.
Why?
Because then it's not thoughtful. But then she's come off worse. But if you don't give a gift, I think you're done.
It's just over.
No, but like if it's family member, like if it's your mum or something, they don't give you a gift. Like if I, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Like,
imagine red card. You can't red card your mum.
So when you're older, and it's your 50th and Trixie doesn't buy you a present, you'd be heartbroken.
No, I honestly wouldn't be. I'm fine with presents. I don't really mind. I don't even think all my family give me presents.
It's my birthday.
Hard to give something someone that's got everything.
It's my birthday in a few weeks' time, and my wife's like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "Just
there's a little
space
hint.
And time to myself."
So you'd rather
you
no presents?
Just yell that though.
Huh? No, you're not a present person. You just said, perfect.
Makes life easier for us. Valerie in Meadow Heights. Hi, Valerie.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Valerie. What gift did you get that you didn't necessarily love?
Well, when I turned 18 and got my license, my dad, along with various other things, got me a keychain that reads out, "Slow down, better to arrive late in this life than early in the next."
Wow, that's a great move, though.
I don't
know if he was being cryptic or not.
No, that seems
pretty...
What
are you trying to say about my driving?
Saying that you're no good, I reckon.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, we weren't here last week. We had a week off, and the wonderful Josiah, the Messiah, who's a new addition to our team, he joined us at the start of the year.
He had to stay.
Yeah, I didn't get to sleep in.
Yeah, I heard him a couple of times, blabbering on.
Hey, he was texting me while playing COD.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we might even take you back down memory lane and relive these moments. I mean, there were a couple of moments. Now, I want to point this out, Josiah. The three of us have no part of this. The producers have drawn our attention to some things that were said on the show.
Very Casey-like.
Yeah, it was Casey.
But they've made me really happy, just so you know.
Oh, no.
I had to go and have a quick listen, and I am thrilled. So firstly, guys, I didn't know this about you, but you did reveal, Josiah, that you are well-connected.
Oh, how good is that? Our very own Dean Lewis here at the Fox. He's one of my best mates. Couldn't be a nicer bloke. Get around and support him. Download all his music. I'm not lying.
That's good.
Wow.
That's so cute.
We grew up together, some context there, but I thought, you know, with you guys off, it was a good opportunity to show myself off.
Oh, so hang on. You're not just mates with a singer, like you didn't meet at sort of a record company launch. You actually grew up together.
Yeah, that's all. I'm not just saying there's J-Lo. I hooked up with her once.
That about someone else.
Yeah, Dean Lewis.
You're friends. Now, you did mention Fev, and Fev did get a bit of a run on the show. Should we listen to what happened?
quick. Good morning to Fev. He said to me, he's just sent me a text saying he's listening while playing COD at home. Hope that sleeping is amazing, Fev. Morning to Fee and Nick as well, whatever they're up to this morning. Morning, Fev. He just messaged me, so I know he's listening. Mate, you may as well be in here. It's 19 minutes to 8. I'm sure Brendan Favola's having good sleeping on his Icosa pillow. He's just texting me saying him and his daughter Toby are blasting out Tones and I. We just played it earlier. Thanks for tuning in, Fev. We do miss you. At least one of you likes
you. You just come into work.
Now, hang on a second. I think I only texted him once. Oh, I did. That was me and Toby. All the other ones he's just made up.
Mate, when you're in a studio by yourself for a week, one message, you get a lot of content out of. I'm telling you right now.
When I was hearing the other ones, I'm like, what?
You did a great job, Josiah. Well done.
Thank
and you.
You
took one for the team. You
do
came
I get
in.
To sleep in tomorrow now? Or
well, no? I think we all might be.
101.9 The Fox.
This is kind of funny. A viral TikTok has clocked up about 130,000 views because two girls were having a big night out. They were at, this is over in the UK, they were at some club and
locked
then
in?
They took a photo of, yeah, that's a really good point, Seaside Resort of Blackpool. So why are they out in Blackpool when they're in lockdown?
I watched a Netflix or Blackpool, the soccer club and the seaside.
That's, you've actually, it's a place called the Toby Carvery. I am very surprised this was even open.
Maybe it's open a bit now. Have they got pubs and stuff open over there?
I don't know. I was reading all about Prince Philip and it seems like they're, every article says they've gone into lockdown. But anyway, okay, let's just say they're on a break from a lockdown. Yeah. These girls are on a big night out at a carvery.
He passed away, Fee. It's not lockdown.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
the ultimate lockdown.
A bit early.
Oh. And they uploaded a photo of themselves with the famous documentarian Louis Theroux. You might be familiar
love
with
Louis.
I love
Listen
Louis
to his
too.
Podcast.
He's wonderful, Louis Theroux. They took a photo of themselves with him and they've shared that going, look who we caught up with at the Carvery last night. The only problem is it's not Louis Theroux.
Oh.
Pretty good lookalike if you can see the picture.
Yeah.
Not bad. Like I'd know that's not Louis.
Yeah. But we're sober on a Monday morning. They're blind in Blackpool. Pubs are back open.
I love that. Do you know what I love? There's a few elements of this I love. One, they actually believed it was a famous person, Louis Theroux.
Yep.
But two, did he go along with it? Because I've been mistaken for people and I've picked times when I'm like, I'm just going with it. And not, sorry, not even famous people. Like I've had somebody think that I'm like their mate. Or when you've got a voice that's familiar and a face that's sort of familiar and a lot of people on the television or in the with a public profile, you see them all made up. So if you see me without makeup or my hair done, I find people go, I know you. You sound like someone I know. And then suddenly they think, you know, you're their cousin Margie. And you just go, yep,
right.
I'll go with it. I will go with his.
Few people have said, you're in that movie. Oh, God, what movie are you in? Ocean's 11, 7, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And I'm like, oh, God, here it is again. Yes, I'm Brad Pitt.
Oh, Brad Pitt, yes.
Yep. That's what I always think. I see Fev.
When you see him coming in the morning.
Oh, Brad Pitt's in. Oh, no, it's
you're
Fev.
A Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Just before I ask you both, 131060, we'd love to hear from you to find out, one, have you been mistaken for someone or have you mistaken somebody? Or two, have you gone along with it or have they gone along with it? Like that, the going along with it is my favourite part. Hmm. Have you, Nick, been mistaken for anybody?
The TV sketch show, Kinney, Troy Kinney.
Troy.
So many people come up and go, mate, love your sketch show. Kinney. I go, yeah, I was in that.
Yeah,
I go, we love your show. Yeah. And I go, I'm not Kinney.
Yeah. You're funnier like than him.
I don't think Kinney's got Kinney.
Yeah.
I don't have Cody.
Cody!
You should have Cody. If that could get off the ground.
Love Kinney. But I do I get a lot Kinney of people too. Thinking I'm Troy Kinney.
Yeah, Kinney's great. Yeah, I can see that. Well, see, that's the thing. It's comedy. So they might have seen you on Kinney and then they've just associated and then they think you're him.
And also, light brown hair, red beard. Heaps of this combo
hang on,
head
hang on,
around.
Hang on. What? Yeah. Light brown hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brown hair.
Yeah, okay. Hey.
I'm so confused about your head right now because I do think that's brown hair, but I don't think it's a massive pill. I'm
it
so confused.
Massive pill. No, it's not that big.
No.
Like, my head's not that hard to figure out. It's not a magic eye.
It's not that big if you're walking into a stadium and the doors are massive. This is a small pill. If you're walking through that door there, it's massive.
It's not physics. It's just a head. Look at it, V.
We were out for lunch the other week a couple of Sundays ago, and there was a guy sitting at the table, and literally I was like, oh, my God, I've seen this guy somewhere before. He looks so familiar. he looked really rich, like he'd been on TV. He was an older man. And Alex, I said to Alex, quick, have a look to see who it is. Quickly over your shoulder. They're not looking. She goes, I know who it is. I know who it is. And we're like, who is it? She goes, it's Mike Willisey.
Oh, really?
And I go, oh, is it? Oh, she goes, yep, I knew it. I told you, I knew it. I go, yeah, it is him. He's dead.
I thought he passed away, actually.
It wasn't him.
Yeah,
and you knew that?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Courtney from Carrum Downs. Hi, Courtney.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Courtney. Did you think you saw someone famous, but it wasn't quite them?
Yes. So we're on our footy trip. My cousin and I are on our footy trip after one of premiership, and we're out in Geelong. And so we're quite a few bevs deep, and we're walking down the stairs of one of the nightclubs in Geelong, and we see this guy with bald head and beautiful girls around him. We're like, oh, my God, it's Gary Ablett. Like, no way. We've seen Gary on our footy trip. Walk down the stairs, knocked on his shoulder. We're like, Gary! Oh! And it wasn't Gary Ablett. It was some other guy. We're like, oh, my God, you look the speeding light. And we tell him, we're talk. And then he spoke, and he was from England, and he had no idea who we were talking about. We were just like, oh, my God. It was so – and we still talk about it. Like, remember that time when we really thought it was Gary Ablett?
How good are footy trips, Courtney?
Oh, yeah, we know. So probably wasn't in the best frame of mind. But
of course not.
So funny.
You thought married, devout Christian Gary Ablett was just out blind at a nightclub in Geelong with a bunch of chicks.
He wasn't always like that, though. He used to have a couple of froths.
Are we talking about senior or junior?
Junior.
Got it.
Junior's bald.
Elise in Listerfield. Hi, Elise.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Elise. Did you get mistaken for someone?
Yes, I was actually mistaken for you.
Oh, get out. Really?
Yeah, I was at Madame Brussels in the city at a friend's hen's. And I had my hair was really blonde at the time, and it was curled, and it was quite short. And I had a bloke turn around, and he's like, oh, Fifi Box.
And what did you do, Elise?
Oh, I just went with it. I was like, yeah, get friendly.
That's great.
Did you get any drinks or anything out of it?
I think I got a jug of Mai Tai, and that was about it.
Yeah.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Byron Bay, obviously it's a great part of Australia, beautiful part. Byron Bay, the residents, and particularly the long-term residents, do not like the fact that so many people from Melbourne, Sydney, have all moved up there. And it's a real, I'm going to say this and they're going to hate this even more, it's a real influencer town. Mm. It's where you go to get your photos, to go, look where I am in Byron, and influencers flock there. So much so that Netflix are about to launch a documentary or a docu-soap. So it's one of the, it's like a reality show essentially, following, instead of the Kardashians, following some Byron Bay influencers.
Keeping up with the Byron Bay influencers, sort of.
Yeah, it's going to be called Byron Bays, but B-A-E-S.
Thought they went outside the box there, didn't they?
What is there to follow though? Like, isn't that what Instagram is? Are they just taking stuff off Instagram?
A couple of trips to Nimbin?
Yes. Yeah, Nimbin, that'd be fun.
Mate, the best.
That'd be better than Byron.
Mate, 100%.
But I just love this because now you've got so many sort of like celebs that have moved up there and they're now embracing the Byron Bay life. You've got Chris Hemsworth and his wife, Damon's there. And now a lot of these influencers have followed suit and they all take photos on the beach and they all love it.
They've all been influenced to go there.
Correct.
They've fallen for the influence of Byron Bay.
Yes.
Byron Bay or Noosa.
Hey, hot tip. All of Australia on the outside, beach.
Yeah.
Whole thing, beach. Everywhere on the outside.
Are you guys Byron Bay fans?
I do like Byron.
Yeah, Byron or Noosa?
I like both.
Like both?
I'd probably pick, Noosa.
Noosa. I think I am too. Nick?
Noosa's got the RSL right on the beach.
Yeah, that's mate, how good is that joint?
Bang.
Mate, that's where I
want a schnitty as close to dolphins as I can get. And they do a pretty good job there.
We can see Lenny in Noosa.
Did you really? Yep. That's beautiful.
Melbourne Cup. Around that area. About around
Melbourne
that time.
Cup weekend.
Yep. Had a big win on the punt. Went home. Baby.
Didn't expect that when I was talking about a new Netflix documentary.
Ecosa are giving you that winning feeling with a chance to win a queen bedroom makeover worth $4,000. Head to ecosa.com.au to find out more. Ecosa, sleep but better.